The Osgood Files, sponsored by Olivet Nazarene University, from where you are to where you will be. Learn more at graduate.olivet.edu. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. What is the Statue of Liberty trying to tell us?
The Statue of Liberty says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses, yearning to breathe free.
But does it really? More after this from Charlie. On Wednesday, CNN's Jim Acosta and senior Trump advisor Stephen Miller got into it over the president's new immigration policy, which, among other things, would give priority to immigrants who can speak English. Acosta objected, quoting the Statue of Liberty's famous poem, which makes no mention of having to speak English, and arguing that an English requirement disrespects American history. Nonsense, said Miller.
Right now, it's a requirement that to be naturalized, you have to speak English. So the notion that speaking English wouldn't be a part of our immigration systems would be actually very ahistorical.
And then it got nasty.
And I just want to say,
it sounds like you're trying to engineer the racial and ethnic flow of people into this country.
Jim, that is one of the most outrageous, insulting, ignorant, and foolish things you've ever said. The notion that you think that this is a racist bill is so wrong and so insulting.
Here we go again. But this is nothing new. Many people have argued that the poem was an afterthought because it was written to help raise money to build the base of the statue, since the French forgot to send one over, and that the true message is in the statue itself, which holds the torch and the sword as a challenge to others to try our way of government in their country, not for them to come here. As for the poem's apparent message of open borders, well, people will point out that it was affixed to the pedestal of the statue. So I think the White House would argue that the poem represents the opinion of the pedestal, not the woman standing on it. And she's the one with the big stick, so, you know. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. By the way, it was a great debate. Best White House briefing ever, at least in the opinion of Miller and Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
I think that was exactly what we were hoping to have happen. Thank you.
That's the point.
Thank you. That was exciting.
Certainly was.